How did you get into it then?
Well, my parents basically. They're massive progressive rock fans and stuff. My mum was really into Genesis, and my dad was really into like Pink Floyd and that. Mm-hmm. And, but they were both into this 80s band called It Bites with Francis Dunnery and stuff. So I just used to watch videos and stuff growing up of Town and Country Club in Sheffield with It Bites and stuff, and Francis, obviously my biggest influence and stuff growing up. Just to watch videos of him, you know, just bouncing about on stage, massive energy kind of thing, huge presence and stuff. And I was just a, you know, just a kid, just watching him up, like up on stage, just, you know, I want to be this guy kind of thing. I just want to do that. But
you actually learned to play the guitar by watching him on the telly, and because he was on the telly, you learned to play the guitar as a mirror image of him.
Yeah, that's right.
You're
not
left-handed, are you?
No, I'm right-handed.
You're
right-handed,
but
play backwards. You know, picking things up off tutors at my old university and stuff. When they used to, you know, teach us some stuff, everybody was kind of like, you know, a reverse kind of image, but I could just mirror the, you know, the things that to pick up, so I was getting it a little bit quicker than everybody else, but that's not because...
So in the end, you've actually just found it a useful thing to be able to
definitely,
do
yeah.
To play left-handed.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. Now, you've also, like myself, you've gone in for all the kind of technological stuff on the floor, so what have you got down here?
Sure, well, the front, straight out of my guitar, into this amazing pedal here. This is a Steve Vai's Bad Horsey Morley pedal. This is the very first pedal I got. It's just absolutely an amazing wah-wah pedal. It's just an integral part of my sound, basically. And the clever thing about this wah is you don't need to tap like down on it to turn it on.
Yeah.
It just as soon as you put your foot down, it's already there kind of thing. And it's just got a brilliant, the bite to it is just perfect. When you go into it, you can really feel the, you know, the bass frequencies and stuff. When you come out of it, that kind of thing, it's really, you know, for all the, that kind of stuff is really, really useful. Then we just, this is still the front, so from a guitar into the Morley pedal, into the DS1 distortion for a bit of sustain and a bit of kick, and I got an equalizer pedal for on the clean channel. It just boosts and stuff. That kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
And then all the effects loops. Yeah, from my amplifier into the chromatic tuner. Noise suppressor, which cuts off all that external noise. You can kind of hear now, but when you press the noise suppressor on, all that vanishes. And then I've got the phase shifter, which is really, really, really nice pedal.
But it's this one that you're going to show us a lot about now.
It is,
it?
Yeah.
This digital delay system down here.
It's got a brilliant loop system on it, you know, and it's just great for all the, you know, delay sounds to. And what I've done here is it's got two outputs, A and B. So A goes into the return of the main head, and then the output B goes into the return of the amplifier over there. Yeah, so you've got
it's like
stereo
and everything.
Stereo.
The idea of this is that you can play a bit, capture it, and it keeps playing. And
yeah.
You can add to it. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I'll play a little bit of that now. So it does all like, so you can do all like kind of holds and loops and stuff. There's this little piece called Charlie by Francis. Okay. Yeah.